میرے ہر غم کو سہتی ہے، میری ماں کتنی پیاری ہے.
How much do you love your mother? Do you love her enough just to acknowledge her for a single day in a year called Mother's Day? Ponder on the value and role a mother plays on the life of a child. She breaks her sleep, wakes up her husband, and together they rush to the adjacent bedroom of their modest home to soothe and calm the cries of the infant child. It's 3 a.m., the time for Fajr draws near, and soon it will be also time for work. This is the typical love and dedication parents afford their children. The sleepless nights, the concern for when the child is sick, are tasks that parents go through in raising a child. Amongst the many bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon humans is the gift of parents. It is unfortunate and tragic that this reality of the gift of parents dawns upon us very late. And the most unfortunate of these are those children for whom reality dawns upon them only when their parents have left this world. In the Quran and Hadith, it is stated that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person is most obligated to his parents. If you delve deeper into the Hadith, a person will come to the conclusion that his obligations and servitude lies manifold more to his mother than his father. Mawlana Suleiman Mulla explains it beautifully.
Listen to what Allah has to say, where Allah will now arouse your sentiments and conscientize you of your obligation to your mother, whose challenges and whose difficulties started prior to you coming in this world. From the very conception, from that day onwards, your mother was in pain for you. The Quran says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have enjoined upon man to be dutiful to his parents, to be obligated, to be obliging. Then Allah singles out his duty, the duty of man towards his mother. Allah says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. His mother bore him with pain. She delivered him with pain. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. She bore him, then she delivered him, she suckled him, and then weaning him off. The Quran says it took a great portion of 2.5 to 3 years of the strength of this woman, the energy of this woman, the abilities of this woman in this initial stage and in this first development phase of yours, O insan. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. And this particular bond, where Allah singles out the favor to the mother, is a very critical juncture, is a very critical relation between mother and child. Perhaps if you have to analyze the bond between any two humans, the strongest of bonds that exist is between a nursing mother and her nursing child, between a suckling mother and her suckling child. That is why the commencing and the opening verses of Surah Hajj, where Allah describes the severity of the day of Qiyamah and the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذَهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. It will be that day when a nursing mother will become negligent and will abandon her nursing child. So when this relation will not remain, which is the strongest of relation, naturally no other relation will avail you. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And a pregnant woman will abort her fetus.
In this crude world that we live in, we have a day called Mother's Day. To honor your mother on this one day only is an insult.
In Islam, every day is a Mother's Day and every day is a Father's Day. There is no day that you are not duty bound to her.
The love of a mother is unparalleled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam's mother to give up her son while children were killed in the laps of their mothers. She was hysterical, and this is an action which every woman can understand, because mothers are very protective over their children. We see this even in nature, how a lioness guards her cubs with protective superiority, daring to devour any human or any animal that comes close. Every woman's story of conceiving their children may be different, but the mere fact that our mothers conceived us justifies our obligation, for not only as long as she lives, but even long after she leaves this world.
What has happened to that boy who has grown up today and has taken a woman in his nikah? By all means, but have you dropped and have you lost your morals so much that you sit in seclusion with your partner and cherish and speak ill of your mother, the earth must split and swallow such a person. That boy who sits with his wife and speaks ill of his mother and agrees with his wife, yes, my beloved, mommy is like that. Mommy makes those silly mistakes. May the earth split upon such a man. Wallah, you will find another wife, you'll never find another mother. It is Allah says, oh my servant, I remember you when you remember me, and I forget you when you remember me. The time you forgot me also Allah thinks of you. That child who is visiting his mother, he is in the dwars of his mother. But the child who has abandoned his mother and this time is not speaking to his mother, Allah's qasam, till today his mother is crying for him. His mother does not forget him even if you've forgotten your mother.
You may ask what happens if your parents oppose or oppress you. Even to this question, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answers beautifully by saying, even if they oppress you once, twice or three times, if you disobey them, Jahannam is open for you.
If there was any way of disobeying your mother, less than the word of Allah would have even made that forbidden. فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَاقُ مَا شَاءَ أَنْ يَعْمَلِ Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, tell the disobedient son to do whatever he wants to. He will be deprived of the fragrance of Jannat. إِيَّاكُمْ وَحُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ The riwayat appears in Abu Dawood. The Nabi of Allah says, whatever sin you do, Allah will punish you in Akhirat. But there's one sin if you do, Allah won't leave you here, nor will Allah leave you there. And that is disobedience to parents.
Cherish your parents. And let us admit that without our parents, we would never ever have been here.
Umar ibn Abdulaziz advises Ibn Mahran that carried you, that bore you, that took you from pain to pain. Brothers, tell your wife from today onwards. Perhaps your relation between my mother and you is hostile. Whatever differences you have, take it in your heart and in your cover. If you will make me happy, and that's my concluding advice, let's look at the situation objectively. The greatest obligation of the wife is to the husband. The greatest obligation of the husband is to the mother. You serve my mother and don't wait for a jazakallah from my mother. I am happy with you. If I am happy with you, the Nabi of Allah says, your jannat is done. If my mother is happy with me, my jannat is done. That which is jeopardizing our marriages and breaking our marriages, why not look at it with a spiritual eye? Oh my wife, jannat is for you, jannat is for me. May Allah Ta'ala dawn upon us the reality of the ni'mat of our parents. Those of us that our parents are gone, brothers that are go to their covers and cry. Let us make dua to Allah. Let us give charity in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Those of us that our parents are alive. We do not believe in Mother's Day. It's an insult to your mother to honor her one day in the year. Allah, every day, every moment, every second is a Mother's Day. And if you are going to give her a gift on a Mother's Day, then apart from it, you know, being wrong, you will be harmed because it is coming in the resemblance of the enemies of Islam. Every day take a gift, but of course not in the resemblance of kuffar. May Allah Ta'ala give our parents long life. May Allah give them barakat in their health and their wealth. May Allah give them a befitting reward.
For those whose parents are still alive, look after them, cherish them, and treat them with respect. For those parents that have passed away, may Allah Ta'ala grant them the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. Insha'Allah. Amin. Rezo Patel, Radio Islam News.